On Sunday we prayed, Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. As we pray, we are confessing certain beliefs. First, we confess that the goal of the Christian Church is not morality and good works, but the forgiveness of our sins, which leads to life everlasting. Good works are an outgrowth of our faith in Christ Jesus as our Redeemer. Because we are judged and declared righteous in His sight, we forgive those who sin against us. Second, we confess that we, of our own reason or strength, cannot live a God-pleasing life. Only as we are forgiven, only as the Holy Spirit draws our focus from our own selfish desires to put our eyes on God's mercy, do we begin to desire to love our neighbors as ourselves. Those people who do not want to hear the truth often begin by attacking the messenger. They attack the credibility of the person, not the credibility of the message. It was true in Jesus' day. It is true today. The Jews answered him, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is judge. May our Lord grant us faith to see Jesus as the one sent by God to bring us life everlasting by paying the price of our sin. Amen.